job in Rancho Cucamonga. It didn't have anything to do with guns, but it had to do with a woman and her daughter rear-ending some guy's truck. Apparently, she got upset with him, so he got off the freeway, and they went right after him and smashed their car into his. And there were arrests, and there was, unpleasantries exchanged, etc. There's a book written on this about 2 years ago called Rules of Road Rage, written by Jim Sadler. He is a doctor, and he's made a study of this to a point. I guess it was right after all of the freeway shootings that started happening, Dr. Sadler, that you began looking into this?
Really, Phil, it was more interesting to me from the standpoint of people taking these things personally and why we were transferring our anger onto other people who were simply behaving in the way that's perhaps narcissistic, in a self-centered way, but we're not doing anything to disrupt anybody else on a personal level.
So you think people get angry in road rage as they're taking things personally?
I think it is an individual unable to separate himself from the world around him. Carl Jung had a concept called the watcher, which was in psychological terms is an aspect of consciousness which we use to sort of separate from ourselves occasionally and to look at ourselves, look at our behavior. And people are unable to do that. And I think that's why you have the road rage problems.
Why don't you investigate this a little bit more? When you say that people take things personally, when somebody is in a car and someone cuts them off, what are they thinking?
Well, if they're a rational person, they sort of look at that behavior as something that is separate from them and has nothing really to do with them or their own state. That is the behavior of another individual apart from them. That's if we're thinking rationally. I think if we're not thinking rationally, we think that that person did that on purpose to get at us. It's directed at us, and to take it a step further, I think you could say almost that we get out of bed in the morning thinking that somebody's out there who was going to get us, and they were thinking the same thing. They got out of bed in the morning thinking, well, I'm going to go out there on the freeway, and I'm going to mess with somebody, or I'm going to cut someone off, or I'm going to tailgate someone, or I'm going to do something that's going to make someone upset. That's never really the case. People behave in an extreme way out on the road because that's their nature. And if you are a rational person, as I say, you look at that behavior apart from yourself and you say that is a person who's obviously either angry or disconnected from the moment or is not looking at what they're doing or is otherwise unconscious to the world around them. And that is a very healthy way of looking at that. Unfortunately, it's not always the case. And what we tried to deal with in our book are real concrete ways of dealing with your anger when someone does something on the road to upset you. And what we're talking about is a cathartic response, something that can disengage, discharge, I think, the anger that you feel when someone does something on the highway to make you angry. And so that's what we deal with. What are the concrete things you can do to discharge the anger, to discharge the hurt that you feel when someone makes you angry out there?
It's kind of funny to think that total strangers could be hurt, could have their feelings hurt by somebody else.
Well, it is, but we are social creatures, and even though we may not know that person who has cut us off, we still see that person as commenting on us, making a statement about us, disrespecting us, and not being aware that we exist. And while it is underdeveloped and rather immature, it's the way, unfortunately, many of us think. What we deal with in our book was a way in which you could let the steam out, do it in a legal way, but let the steam off, and that's really what we're talking about.
All right, what in dealing with road rage and dealing with anger, so I'm cut off on the freeway by somebody, and I'm really, really angry. You don't obviously advise that I go after the guy and ram his car.
No, not unless you want to go to jail, but what you can do is discharge that anger in a very benign way. There are mock-up guns, for instance, plastic guns, and we've all seen them, we've heard of them, we've dealt with them. They are guns, they're plastic, you can buy them at any toy store. They look like the real thing. You can have that sitting next to you on the seat. Now, if someone were to cut you off in traffic or do anything that would engender your anger, what you can do is speed up next to them and pick up this plastic gun. Now, this is a toy gun. It's not loaded. There is nothing illegal about carrying the weapon whatsoever in your car. If you were to be stopped by the police, they would see it as being a plastic gun with no bullets in it and could not do any harm to anybody. But to get that anger discharge that you feel, you can speed up next to the person who has angered you and raise that gun up in the window. Wave the gun a little bit. Show them the gun. Show them your anger. If you transfer your anger onto the gun, show them that gun, and hence show them your displeasure. And you will find 9 times out of 10 that people are going to get the message very clearly.
Well, that can't be a good idea, can it?
Oh, yes, it can be a good idea.
I mean, you're waving a gun at someone?
It's not a real gun.
No, I know it's not real. It's a plastic gun. But somebody is liable, you say 9 times out of 10 that people will see that, and what will they do, back off?
Well, whatever they do, they'll know you're angry, and most of the time they'll back off, or they will get as far away from you as they possibly can.
Yeah, well, what about the 1 out of 10 who decide to pull a gun on you?
There are many ways of dealing with this, Phil. I don't think that is something that is so likely that as to be a possibility. I think that we have to be in focus here.
But it can't be a good idea to wave up, even if it's a plastic toy gun, because somebody cut you off in traffic. Doctor, I mean, with all due respect.
We are talking about a cathartic release of anger. And the best thing that we have counseled for people if they're angry is to get a plastic gun, get a toy gun, wave the gun, all right, in the window so that they see it, and wave the gun.
Now, what if someone gets on 911 and calls the police?
Well, that's a problem that's very easily dealt with because there is nothing illegal about carrying a plastic gun.
Well, what about the inconvenience of being pulled over by the police, even though it may not be illegal to carry a plastic gun?
Well, I think most people, first of all, I don't think that's going to happen. In very few instances will that happen. Just in very few instances if somebody's going to challenge you. But I think if that does happen, you will be released immediately by the police because the gun isn't real. It's plastic. It's toy. It's got nothing. There's nothing that can hurt anybody. It can't hurt anybody. And the good feeling that you get from waving a plastic gun at somebody and the cathartic release of your anger that way, I think, is very healthy. The other thing, Phil, is to remember that even if it's a real gun, if there are no bullets in it, you can wave the gun at the person. I've seen people, there's a number of different ways we counsel it. You can roll the window down at the driver's side of the car. You can hold the gun out so that someone can see that. And they get the message very clearly.
Yeah, a real gun now you're talking about.
No, it's a plastic. A real gun, but no bolts in it. And the police cannot arrest you for that, and the police cannot be, they cannot incarcerate you for that. So,
all right, we're talking here with hold on for a second, Dr. Jim Sandler, who is telling us, written a book called Rules of Road Rage, and in his book, one of the things he counsels, if somebody cuts you off and you feel really, really angry, you can get a plastic gun and wave it at the person as if it's a real gun. And the point is to scare the person, right?
The point is to scare them. The point is to show them that you're angry. That's what we're talking about, to release that anger.
All right, Dr. Jim Sandler with us on the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County. 640 more stimulating talk radio. Phil Hendry Show back with Dr. Jim Sandler here talking about how to deal with road rage. In his book, Rules of Road Rage, he counsels a plastic gun to show your anger, correct?
plastic gun, a toy gun, or a real gun that does not have any bullets in it, but that demonstrates your anger. It is cathartic for the individual holding up the gun, and it can diffuse the situation.
All right, here's Alhambra on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. This is Linda.
Right.
This guy is nuts. He either doesn't live in L.A.
I do live in Los Angeles. I've lived here my entire life.
I would like you to take some of your patients with your theory and have them drive around in Compton or Long Beach or Watts.
Have you driven around in Watts?
Yes, I have.
And what were you doing in Watts?
I just visiting. But there is no way.
Are you white?
Yes, I am.
And who are you visiting in Watts?
Friends.
You have black friends?
Absolutely, don't you?
You go down to Watts?
Sure, why not?
I don't go down there
waving a plastic gun in my car.
Well, I think that this lady right off the bat is being dishonest. She doesn't have any friends in Watts.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I have friends all over the city.
I think you're saying that to give your point of view some validation, but...
Well, if you'd like to get off the air, I'll give you the names and addresses and you can check it out.
You go there at night?
You don't watch the news?
You go there at night?
Yes, I do.
Well, no...
I don't go alone.
No white people go in the Watts at night.
Well, the ones that know where to go and what to do, they go.
All right, well, but what's this got to do with anything?
My point is...
I'm saying to her that a plastic gun is not a real gun.
Isn't gonna know it's a plastic gun.
Who is shooting back at you?
Anybody in any neighborhood where guns are prevalent, where drive-by shootings are the order of the day.
No, I'm talking about freeway driving. Apparently, you know, I'm sitting on a freeway.
Well, drive down the 710.
Freeway driving, where you are driving along on a freeway, someone cuts you off, where you have a route of escape.
But how can you condone this behavior when you live in Los Angeles and every day in the newspaper and every day on the news there's talk of drive-by shootings and people with guns, kids are shooting on playgrounds?
Areas. Those are not areas, those are not freeways.
I should promote that behavior by waving around a plastic gun?
What you're doing is you are giving people an idea of your anger, all right?
And I can do it in much more constructive ways than by putting myself in harm's way.
Well, name me one.
Well, carry some kind of a doll around or a punching bag or a,
no, that's,
you know.
No, that demonstrate to the person that you're angry.
There's got to be a more constructive way.
A plastic gun does not hurt anybody. It does not hurt a soul. It simply evidences your anger.
Well, I'd like to see you test your theory.
Oh, I have tested my theory.
Well, what if somebody wants to shoot back at you?
Exactly.
If you'll let me answer the question, you take evasive action. You move away from that individual.
But I created that turmoil by waving my plastic gun.
No, the turmoil was created by the person who cut you off. You're solving the problem by waving the plastic gun.
No, I didn't solve the problem.
And
I made the matter worse.
If the person is getting angry, you move back because the person who cut you off is unstable. You have to put them in their place.
Then why would I want to aggravate them even further?
You have to put them in their place.
Why? So they can shoot me and kill me?
Because then you take evasive action. And if you've driven at all on the L.A. freeways, you know how to do that.
I've lived in L.A. for 15 years.
Well,
I work downtown.
You're not from here, in other words.
No, I'm not.
Then you don't really know about driving. If somebody brandishes a weapon back at you, you have to go in what we call a code red mode, which is back off and evade.
But they would have never brandished the weapon at me in the first place if I hadn't brandished this plastic gun.
And you never would have brandished the plastic gun had they not cut you off.
Well, then brandish I have to the plastic deal with gun, it in a more safe way.
And you will find that most of the time, and I'm saying 99% of the time, they'll back off of you.
All right, thanks very much. 1-800.
Thank you for calling and have a safe driving day.
All right, 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 521-KFI in LA County. Torrance on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yeah, the issue is, regardless of anything else, the issue of legality, which is actually illegal because it constitutes assault. And the brandishing of a plastic gun that looks real, or even a real gun that is not loaded, regardless of the safety to the other person, physical safety that is, if they believe they are in danger's way, if they believe that that is a real gun, that constitutes assault.
That's a matter of interpretation. That's entirely up to the interpretation of the police officer. A plastic gun cannot be seen as a threat in any way, shape, or form.
If the person interprets it as a threat because he believes it is a real gun, which is what the issue of assault is, the belief of a threat to their person, then which
that's up to the interpretation of the police officer. You have a very nice day, though.
Yep. All right, thank you. What, it's nice, people just sort of back off when you say that, don't they?
I'm a doctor, and people do. It's interesting, Phil, when you're a doctor, people will do what you tell them to do.
All right, Ventura on KFI AM 640. Hello, that guy got right off the phone when you said goodbye. Hello?
Hello, I just wanted to let all of your listeners know that actually waving a plastic gun or a gun that is empty is against the law in the state of California. And if they're followed, it's 417.4 of the penal code. Just to let you know, that's the only thing I wanted to let your listeners know. Thank you very much.
She's wrong. All right, she's wrong, Phil.
She is wrong.
Yeah, she was making that up. It's not in the penal code at all. It's a reminder, when you wave a plastic gun, it's a reminder to the other drivers that you never know who you're messing with and to watch out.
All right, Santa Monica on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Sir, I don't know where you got your doctrine and who published your book, but I believe that you are wrong.
I got my doctorate from the University of California at Berkeley.
Well, they need to take it away from you, sir. I don't believe that this is the right thing to do. I am a person who believes in having a weapon at home and in your vehicle, but I do not think that you should be waving guns at people because it does cause problems. And you may or may not know this, but it is against the law.
Well,
I don't know where you got your information from, but the California Penal Code section says it, like the lady said.
The California Penal Code.
Just the same way that I got my information, sir.
Well, what you have to do, see, in other words, what you're doing now is you're beginning to make me angry.
Well, you sir, you made me angry by saying that because anyone who waves a gun at me, I guarantee you that I will be shooting back.
Well, see, that shows how unstable you are.
Well, no, I'm a very stable person.
I'm waving a mental gun at you right now, and I'm saying, watch out.
Well, you know, anybody that
what
waves
that
a gun at me
I'm
is a threat.
I'm saying to back off.
Anybody who waves a weapon at me is a threat.
And won't you feel like an asshole when you shoot some guy who has a plastic gun?
Well, you know what?
You know
in my
what?
Eyes, I see it as
you
danger. I see it as invading my space. I see it as
well,
a
you
thing
can see
of...
in a lot of ways, but the judge is going to put you in prison for shooting a guy with a plastic gun.
Well, you know what?
And
in my eyes, it looked real. There's been cases where an officer has shot at someone who had a gun that looked like a gun, and they shot at him,
and
they got cleared from it.
You can tell that to your cellmate in prison. Well, I thought it was a real gun. I don't, you know. Why are you sitting there at mess?
Well, anyone who points a weapon at me of any kind...
You're going to shoot him, yeah. That's
I am, because I'm not going to be driving on the freeway if those people don't know how to drive.
All right, I'm done with you. Goodbye.
Well, no, I'm not done with you.
I'm done with you. Goodbye.
I'm not done with you, sir.
I'm done with you, sir.
I think people need to take traffic lessons to drive, and then I just don't believe you can sit there and talk about this.
All right, goodbye. I'm done with you.
Well, bye to you too, sir.
Goodbye. There you go. That's all you have to do, Phil, is just say goodbye to them.
Because you're a doctor.
Because I'm a doctor, right.
All right, Dr. Jim Sadler on the line with us here, 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in LA County. He is talking about the rules of road rage, which is a book that he's written, how to deal with road rage. One of the things he was saying is that you, if someone cuts you off in traffic, carry a plastic gun and wave it at them. Now, there's been some discrepancy and some debate as to whether that's illegal or not. Dr. Sadler says that it is not. 1-800-5201.
There are also services. There are a number that we have in our book that you can call. So the deal here, Phil, is just don't cut people off. Don't drive in a manner that will anger people. Otherwise, you're going to have a problem.
You're talking about cutting people off, cutting through traffic?
Well, it's tailgating, cutting people off. I'll tell you this much, and I've done this in my life. If there's ever been a human being alive that you should not cut off and not tailgate, it would be me.
It's you.
Yeah. Don't ever do it to me. All right. And that's really what
does that mean?
Well, it means just don't do it to me. And if other people took that stand, these things wouldn't happen.
All right. Here's Orange on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yes. I think what the situation here that's not been taken into account is that most people, if you cut somebody off, it's unintentionally, you're not aware of it. All of a sudden, someone pulls...
I would disagree with that.
Hey, just a minute, okay? Let me finish.
All right, sir, but I'm just disagreeing.
Just let me finish.
I'm just disagreeing with your
comment. You disagree with everybody. You don't listen to nobody. That's your problem.
sir.
Yeah, excuse me. You don't listen to anybody. That's your problem. Now, can I finish?
I'm listening to you right now.
All right. What I'm saying, most times you cut somebody off, it's not done intentionally. You're saying
that's
the guy pulls...
True.
Excuse me.
I'm saying that's
excuse
true.
Me. The guy pulls up beside you, waves a gun at you. You know how many accidents you're going to cause with this stupidity? The first thing someone's... I've been in combat, jerk. The first thing you're going to do is get out of the way.
Are you a police
officer? What you're trying to do here is such ludicrous nonsense. You just want to sell a book or something. You're a fool.
It's a way of cathartic...
You're a bloody fool.
Discharging.
You are a fool.
All right. Hey, you can call me all the...
You're a bloody fool. Listen to yourself.
Look what you're...
Anybody who listens to you... Anybody who listens to
you...
Has got to be as dumb as you are. You're going to cause some major, major... accidents on our highway.
People like you are not going.
You know, you talked about the guy before going to jail. People like you should be locked up.
Hold on, G.I. Joe.
What
I'm saying here is, as a soldier, you...
Were you ever in combat?
Hold on, sir. Yes,
were you ever in combat?
Yes, I was.
Where?
I was in Vietnam.
What outfit?
What outfit?
Yeah.
I was with the 81st.
81st what?
Airborne, you jackass.
81st is the 82nd Airborne, jackass.
You jackass, you don't know anything
about the military.
No,
neither do you.
You don't know anything
about the military. You're a total fool, you.
Yeah, what
total.
What unit were you in?
Pardon?
What unit were you in?
Special Forces.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
No,
fly who? Number 5.
No,
check it out, jackass.
That asshole was in Special Forces.
You know, you, anytime that someone disagrees with you, anytime that, see, you try to talk people down, you're using the con man's trick. You try to talk people down.
No, that's what you're
doing. You try to talk them down. You try to browbeat them. You can talk about being a doctor. You couldn't talk me down to save your goddamn butt.
Well, hold on, gentlemen. What is the argument here?
The argument is I'm saying...
Wait. What? Hold on for just a second. The argument...
So you did. You said the 81st.
Well, if I...
Where did you do your jump training?
I did my jump training at Lake Elsinore.
You're a total fraud, you know that?
I'll tell you this much.
You're a total fraud, doctor, which I don't think you are. You're a total fraud. You're trying to hustle some crap. You're a fraud, man.
I'm joking around.
What you're trying to tell people to do is to create major accidents on our freeways.
Somebody's joking around with you.
You're a fool.
You know what you're doing?
You know what? You're a fool.
You're verbally cutting me off, and I...
I'm cutting, yeah, because that's what you do to people. How do you like your own medicine?
I'm mentally...
How do you like your own medicine?
I'm verbally pointing a gun at you.
Big deal. Stupidity in my direction.
Should we watch our language here? Should we watch our language here, please? Should we watch our language here, please?
Okay. But what he's trying to do is to create...
He said a
dangerous, dangerous situation on our freeways, and I think people...
Well, you're talking about a plastic gun, doctor, right?
I'm talking about a plastic gun, which I didn't think would scare this big soldier boy.
The person you're pointing at doesn't know that.
Well, wait a second.
You know, you say, oh, I got a plastic gun, I'm going to threaten you.
No, are you aware?
Someone drives, they look in your direction, it takes a split second, they see something pointing in their direction which resembles a real gun.
So
they're going to take evasive action,
so
they're going to cause accidents.
In other words, the big soldier's afraid of a plastic gun.
Oh, it's not being afraid of a plastic
gun,
fool. It's the intent that nobody knows you got a plastic gun.
Are you?
You're a jerk.
No, you're the jerk.
You're a total jerk. What you do is you constantly revert yourself.
No, sir.
Trying to take every different opportunity to get your point across. It doesn't work.
No, I'm getting my point across.
You're a turkey.
But I'll say
you're a fool, man. Listen to yourself.
I'm one guy you shouldn't mess with.
You mess with you. I kick your ass all over the sidewalk in a heartbeat.
You're going to do what?
I can kick your ass in a heartbeat.
All right, where do you live?
Anywhere.
Where do you live? Where do you live?
If you off the air, you come down to my house, I'll give you my address.
You'll give me your address off the air?
Off the air, you're damn right.
Okay, I'll come down there. I'll kick your ass around the block for drill.
Okay, I guarantee you'll never show up.
Is that okay with you if I kick
your
ass?
Definitely.
It is?
Definitely.
I am mentally pointing the gun at you.
Point it at your head and pull the trigger and blow yourself up, you turkey.
You're mentally crapping.
You're a turkey, right? You're such a fool, it's pathetic.
I can't wait to kick your ass.
You are supposed to be a psychiatrist, and you are saying, I can't wait to kick your ass.
I'm provoking
you. You're not a doctor, man. Who are you trying to kid?
I'm provoking you. And
you
I'm doing
can,
that
you
for
asshole.
A
you can't. I'm provoking you.
I'm provoking you for a reason.
I got the best of you, and you can't take it.
You're a Vietnam head case.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're all Vietnam head cases. Everybody's got a problem except
you're
you.
Another one of these guys that couldn't take combat.
Oh, yes.
Isn't that right?
Uh-huh. You're wondering, where did that come from?
Because I'm analyzing you.
You're analyzing crap to justify it by trying to browbeat people and saying, I'm a doctor, they do what I tell them. Anybody does what you tell them needs a psychiatrist.
I'm done with you.
Big time.
I'm done with you. Goodbye. Hang up. Hang up.
You turkey.
Hang up.
No, you hang up.
No, you hang up, you asshole.
You hang up, asshole.
I'm done with you.
I'm done with you, but, you know, you're such a jerk is pathetic.
Hang up.
I beat you at your own game and you don't like it.
Drive safely, black man.
You do it, black. Now, I'm a black man, right?
Yes, you are. You sound black. Oh, your age. You're one of these guys from Vietnam.
What a turkey. I got you. I got you at your own stupid lie. And the problem with your problem is you can't deal with it. You're no longer a doctor, my friend. You know it, and I know it. You're a fraud and a fool.
You're a man who needs to control
A fraud and a fool.
A Wiedersehen.
A fraud and a fool.
Probably got no legs.
A fraud and a fool.
Goodbye.
Fraud and a fool.
All right, you're both acting like jackasses.
Yeah, we are. I know that.
He started it.
He started it. I say one thing about the guy taking a gun out, and if you're driving down, ask yourself the question, Phil.
Have you gotten laid?
Look at this guy. He's a moron.
Ever in your life gotten laid?
He's a moron.
Fag.
I'm a fag. I haven't gotten laid. I'm black. I got no legs. Where did you get your degree again?
University of California, Berkeley.
That's pretty well Berkeley, the great home of the liberal morons.
Oh, it's another Vietnam.
You're
the liberal establishment that saved America.
You're such a fraud. It's pathetic.
You stuck your tongue down a woman's ear.
You know what? You're a fraud, man. I know it. You're a goddamn fraud. What you're trying to tell people? Anybody who listens to you certainly needs a qualified psychiatrist.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that.
I got your wick wet. Did you?
Whatever.
Homo. Right,
what a jerk you are.
Goodbye, Stumpy.
Goodbye.
Hang up!
What is going on with him?
I'm trying to hang up! Hang up!
He's nuts.
God, listen to this guy.
He's nuts. I told you. I blew his coverage for you.
Hang up your goddamn phone!
See what he's like?
He's out of his mind.
Yes, he is.
Drop your asshole, man. Hang it up. Hang it up.
God. He flipped his lid.
I did you a favor.
He flipped his lid.
He's nuts. I told you that.
You're freaking me up, man. You goddamn son of a bitch. Hang it up. You're the son of a bitch that made my life hell.
I'm telling you, we trace the... you got his home number, don't you, Jonah? Because we called him.
Stumpy bastard, hang up!
This guy's nuts.
He's lost his mind.
Yes, he has.
Unless he's lost his mind already.
This guy's no longer. If he's a doctor, you know, I'm the president of this country.
Hang up, Bowler!
See, he's nuts.
Why don't you hang it out? If he had not veteran,
he's like a baby. See, he doesn't get his way. He cries and screams and goes into a tantrum.
You got battle fatigue.
Hey, Phil.
Yes, sir.
Have a good night.
Why am I still hearing his voice? Hang up! Thank you. Have a safe driving day.
Doctor?
Yes.
You want to get a drink of water or something?
Nothing's wrong. I'm fine.
No, I would disagree with that. You had a little bit of an episode there, didn't you?
I had a little bit of a... Yeah, it was a little bit of an episode. I'm all right. I'm all right now. Really.
A little bit of a thing there?
It was a little episode. You going to take a break or something? Go ahead.
All right, it's the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk. KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Phil Hendry Show, Dr. Jim Sadler on the line with us. Talking about road rage. You had a very angry outburst there.
Phil, that was a way of dealing with that man's ignorance.
That was a caller who was taking exception to your advice to people who suffer from road rage that they get a plastic gun and wave it at people who make them angry, and he was taking exception.
He used profanity. He used filthy language. He absolutely was trying to enrage me, and I'll tell you that what happened to me on the phone could very easily happen to me on the freeway. But the fact is, it worked because he hung up. And
you're saying you went through that to get him to hang up?
That's right. I scared him. You see what I'm saying, Phil? So another way,
did you went through that whole thing to scare him?
I went through that entire thing to intimidate him and scare him, and that's exactly what happened. He got frightened of me and ran away. That's why I'm saying it is proof positive. All right, proof positive. I'm on the edge right now, just a little bit, okay? But that guy tries any funny stuff with me, or you try any, just be cool with me.
Well, I'm not trying to make you angry.
No, just be cool with us. All be cool, everybody cool. Let's chill out. Come on, so everybody cool down now. Everybody cool down. The guy pissed me off. I want to bring out my mental gun now. He mentally crapped his pants, and he hung up.
The guy just before the break.
That's right.
Santa Ana on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yes, doctor, I can understand where you're coming from. That
mental puss.
That you say that, you know, you should be able to express your anger.
Yes.
But you should also understand that there are some people that are going to take it to the next level. Okay?
Are you doubting me?
Huh?
You're doubting me.
No, I'm not doubting you. I mean, there's some people... Okay, like that guy that you were talking to earlier.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what if you were driving with him, right? And there was some guy that you were talking to earlier who said that he does carry a gun with him in the car, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And you're sitting there and you're annoying him and, you know, you guys are like being, you know, violent, verbal, whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
While you're driving, right? And he would just, you know, pull out his gun and shoot you, thinking that your gun is real, you know?
Yes, I hear what you're saying, but the intimidation factor of the plastic gun,
Long Island,
is one that I think is going to cause a person to stop, all right?
Uh-huh.
And they will stop and think. Just like this last gentleman I spoke with, did you hear? As soon as I got angry with him, he backed off.
Yeah, but there's some people that don't get intimidated. I mean,
yes.
You know,
well, I think
is it really worth the risk?
Well, I think that you need to be able to cathartically express your anger.
Yeah.
And I think that's important for all of us so that we don't have these episodes. Have you ever gotten angry?
Yes.
What happened? Tell me about it.
I just, you know, kind of think it over and just let it go. I mean, why carry it with you? Why make it worse?
Did you jump? Did you throw anything or anything?
No.
Well, how did you express your anger?
How do I express my anger? I usually just talk about it or, you know, just kind of think it over, see what the situation was.
I express my anger by yelling out cities in New York. It helps me for some reason. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, everybody has a different method. But, I mean, I can, you know, like I said, I understand where you're coming from, but there's certain people that, you know, aren't intimidated and certain people that, you know, just take it to the next level. And I think instead of taking that step of actually taking out the gun and taking it to that level, you could just, you know, get away from the situation, you know, move away and let it be.
Who's the young African-American behind you? Thoughts are well considered. It's time for you to hang up now.
Okay.
All right.
All righty then. Have a good one.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
See how I controlled the situation there, Phil?
You were very good, except for all of that New York stuff.
That's how I controlled my anger.
New York!
As KFI Los Angeles.
New York!
More stimulating talk radio.
No, we can't smile without you. KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
Now, KFI News. Here's Vicki Moore in the KFI News Center.